te rappelle temps perdu, le temps passé loin l'un de l'autre. Tu me dis que bientôt peut-être on va se retrouver, que bientôt peut-être tu vas revenir. Alors mon cœur s'emballe mais je le garde pour moi, je me contente de sourire.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you wanna feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Yeah, we're gonna let it slide. Don't you love the life you kill? The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can just change. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you nothing but fall. Oh, man, put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, man, you wanna get married or run away?
This is Sticky
and
Zook,
and you are listening to WFMFO Medford, 91.5 FM here in Medford, Tufts, and this is a freeform radio.
Wait, this is Medford Tufts?
This is Medford Tufts, Tufts Medford, you know,
oh.
it's all one and the same.
I meant to be in the other Medford, dude.
Oh, you're right. This is not our show.
Darn.
We just showed up here. We're
Whoops.
In that other show.
That's totally...
At Medford Tufts.
That's totally my bad.
Tufts Medford. Anyways, you know the deal. We're here to wake you up on this beautiful Monday morning. It is not raining. It was supposed to rain, but
was it supposed
not.
To?
Yes,
that's exciting.
It was. And it's 35 degrees right now.
Two, if you're Celsius.
Exactly. I had to do that calculation in my head.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
I'm very lucky.
That's among the easiest to do.
So, yes, 35... It's time for flip-flops. Get them out. Let's get...
Yeah, six wearing flip-flops today. Being a little silly goose bear.
But that's what happens when you wake up late and you need to get out of the house quick. You accept the fact that you're going to wear flip-flops. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Zuck did this great move right there where he muted himself right before the sneeze.
Yeah, y'all couldn't hear it, but it was a real sneeze for sure.
Oh, yeah. So electric. All right, well, we're just going to play what we have.
Should we get this going?
You. Exact. Your computer did it again.
Did it die?
I don't know. It's on again.
It just slept. It went to sleep?
Yeah.
Because you didn't touch it for a while?
Yeah, but like it took a second click to turn. Anyways, not a big deal. I'm going to play this song. You guys are going to like this song, I swear to God. And yeah.
to... Oh, is it? Is it there?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Can you hear it, though?
I can hear it in the...
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Thank you.
That was Tommy Dittine.
Oh, yes.
By Bombino.
Bombino.
I know just about nothing about that artist, but that was awesome, so.
So true. So true. When I heard that, I was squeaking in my chair in excitement.
How exactly do you mean that, Stick?
Well, you can hear me.
You know, there's a reason they call you Stick.
Yeah, it's because I'm jacked. Yeah. Anyways, the squeaking.
Sticky's struggling with his microphone right now, and it's rather funny.
I'm holding it now. It's working.
I think it's for the best.
It's for the best, for sure.
So, the elephant in the room.
Yes.
For those who don't know, I went to NoMa.
All right. Yes. Okay.
So,
there could have been many elephants.
So many elephants. It's a very large room.
NoMa, tell us about it. Tell us where it is.
It is in Copenhagen. If you don't know it, you should know it. Their whole shtick is like fermentation and local food and all that stuff. It's a 3-star, 3 Michelin-star place.
I was gonna say, how many stars?
No, it's three. Definitely, it's 3 out of 3, yeah. In case you're wondering. One of about 120 in the world. It's one best restaurant in the world, I think 4 times.
Yeah, and it closed last year for a little bit.
Closes in December.
Oh, it just closes straight up.
I mean, like, it's changing. It's just, like, not going to be a straight-up restaurant anymore.
Oh, that's cool. It's like a show.
It's basically, it's just awesome.
So how many courses?
16.
Fudge.
Yes, I heard you say fudge.
I heard fudge as well. 16 courses.
Yeah, and 4 wines and a sake and a beer.
Okay, solid. It seemed very Japanese.
They're super into Japan.
Okay, but it's in Copenhagen.
Correct. Similarities in the sort of like takes design very seriously, wants to do, but it's far more, less formal, sorry.
Gotcha.
Far more casual. Their whole thing is like they want to be casual, but also real done up.
Yeah, because the dishes look done up.
They were definitely done up.
I don't even...
Like, the langoustine?
Of course I care that a dish tastes good, but I mean, really, for me, I eat with my eyes, so as long
if
as
you're
it looks
going
pretty,
if you're going to a place like that, you want everything to look gorgeous.
You want it to look gorgeous and taste gorgeous, let's be honest.
I don't... And here's my hot take. Here's my hot take, and I'm sorry, listeners, beware, okay?
Wee-oo.
Not everything tasted that good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must be the pickling. They were all into that, and so...
We're not talking pickling. We're talking, like, there was one thing. They had cooked squid some way. I have no idea how.
Okay.
Sliced it so thin that it was like rice paper.
Okay, so it, like, melts on your...
Yeah, essentially melts.
Yeah.
And they laid it over this, like, little brick of barley that was maybe, like, 2.5 inches long, an inch, or 3 inches long, 1 inch wide. That had been fermented with koji for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And they just put that over, put a little sauce, a little spices. And it was a weird taste.
Okay, well, weird and bad.
I wouldn't call it bad, but I wouldn't say that it was something that, like, I would... Like, I didn't finish the dish.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of food, so you want to save yourself in some way, but, like... Right.
Did they do the bread killer as well? Did they put the bread out?
No bread.
Wow. Okay, so
no,
that
doesn't have bread.
That's sneaky because usually a nice long like restaurant will have bread because honestly some of the smaller dishes don't fill you up if you're going for a 9-course. But I guess a 16-course.
16-course, a lot of courses.
Yeah.
It took 4 hours. I'm not going to do it. Four hours.
No. I expect it.
Yeah.
So tell me, what was your favorite dish and what was your least favorite dish?
Like,
you can pull up your list if you must.
No, I wouldn't dream of it. Honestly, like, the scallop was delish. Okay, but it was just straight up scallop with some fun sauces.
Right, was it raw or was it cooked?
It was cooked.
Cooked.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just barely.
Just a little touch.
But, like, it's a scallop. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
When is that not going to be good?
Well, I don't know. I've never had a scallop.
They're delicious when they're done right.
Yeah.
If
it's anything like a mussel or a... I'm sure it's really good.
Yeah, similar. But, very like, similar. Different, a little bit of different texture. It was a great oyster, which they had, like, done in some way with, like, layers, and maybe there was a little veg in it.
Okay. So the scallop was the best. The worst, I'm assuming, was that squid and barley.
I don't know. There was a seaweed dish at the beginning, and the texture was just really weird.
Like, rubbery and slimy vibes.
Like, you chew it, and then it, like, kind of... It kind of felt like you were chewing chalk. But it was seaweed.
I think that's really cool. I think probably that was the highlight of the dish. Like, the seaweed itself probably wasn't what they were going for, but like the weird chalk.
They were definitely going for it.
And what was the theme?
You said it was ocean season.
Ocean season.
Okay. But they're like, Noma's known for their fermentation and.
Right, and so they locally source, I'm sure, seasonal everything.
Yeah, and so the whole thing changes every season. They have ocean, they have summer, and they have game.
Okay.
Apparently, last game season, they put a big deer in the middle of the room.
Well, that's sick.
It was kind of sick, and I missed it. So.
Well, I think ocean season is the right one to go to. It just feels right, you know, Copenhagen. I guess I wouldn't go to the summer one. I'd go to the ocean or the game.
I totally go to the summer one.
Really?
Go to all of them, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I would go to all of them, but like, I love veg. I'll say it.
Is that the summer one? Is it mostly veg?
It's vegetables. It's the summer season.
Oh, so it's seafood, veg, meats.
Yeah, meats and mushrooms.
Yeah, I'll take a skip on the games then. Why? Not that I hate meat, I just don't like mushrooms.
Yeah, this is the place where, like...
You kind of sacrifice that.
Yeah, you get over anything. Yeah. Like, seafood's not my favorite.
And yet, here you are.
Here I am.
You're living to tell the tale. Yeah, what was the restaurant like? Was it...
Dude.
Roomy and... I'm sure it was like a gallery. It was supposed to be...
It was like a gallery. I'll show you pictures. Sorry, listeners.
Call in and we can transcribe for you.
It was gorgeous.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
I will see some pictures after this break.
It's enormous.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We've got a song playing next.
Yeah, I think we should play the song.
Yeah,
next.
It's international vibes today, by the way. BTW, if you didn't figure that out. So we had a Lebanese song first, then we had a...
Something else song.
We had a song from somewhere else other than the U.S.,
and also nothing that we understand anything of.
Yes, we have to not know the lyrics of the thing. And so next we have a little Hindi song. I believe it's maybe South Indian. But anyways, it's a banger. I study with it, so it's very good.
If he studies with it.
It's gotta be, right?
This is...
Tujhme Rab Dikhta Hai. Acha.
Yeah, Achha sure. Bhai. Let's call it that.
Enjoy. Happy listening.
तू ही तो जन्नत मेरी तू ही मेरा जुनू तू ही तो मन्नत मेरी तू ही रूह का सुकून तू ही अखियों की ठंडक तू ही दिल की है दस्तक और कुछ ना जानू मैं बस इतना ही जानू तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं मजबूरी मैंने नजरों से तुझे छू लिया ओहो कभी तेरी खुशबू कभी तेरी बातें बिन मांगे ये जहां पा लिया तू ही दिल की है रौनक तू ही जन्मों की दौलत और कुछ ना जानूं बस इतना ही जानूं रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं
छम छम आए मुझे तरसाए तेरा साया छेड़ के चूमता ओ तुझ मुस्काए तुझ शर्माए जैसे मेरा है खुदा झूमता तू ही मेरी है बरकत तू ही मेरी इबादत और कुछ ना जानूं बस इतना ही जानूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं सजदे सर झुकता है यारा मैं क्या करूं तुझ में रब दिखता है यारा मैं क्या करूं
Bye-bye. So
this message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
So lahi lahi la mama dara suru lahi kone bina kumasa nebe sara la muzola dunya muzola kula mogelema ibe kono ta segena kidengolo segena hakika no la mo abada kataga la mola ibo di la mola kika no to no dun abada sa ahi so wa so wa wa so wa ahi so wa so wa wa Johnny ye la mode ye neni ndogo ni la mode ye Johnny ye la mode ye Fanta bata ye la mode ye Na umanya nema Kala monye ponye ne duma la mo korodo U Johnny ye la mode ye Neni ndogo ni la mode ye Ni wolo teni bibolo Ikana di katala mola Ni demuzo mani bibolo Ikana di katala mola Denje mani bibolo Ikana di katala mola Obena ni duzo kasiye Hove nani sonja e sa ai so wa so wa wa so wa ai so wa so wa wa aya de
Wow.
I was gonna say the same thing. Was that a
track or was that a track?
That's what the train conductor said. Am I right? Toby has lined up a hot take. We've been cooking in the studio.
Here's my hot take. For PR purposes, it is important that we say that we're destroying the planet. Indubitably.
Yeah, I agree with that. I concur.
Technically speaking.
Right. But
the planet heals itself. It gets destroyed all the time and goes back and it survives. Yeah.
Yes. And I agree that the planet itself will be fine. That is not the issue.
Well, yeah, ideally we want to live.
Selfishly,
here.
I want to live. And I think
crazy take.
I want to live.
You're
and so,
being silly, Sticky.
No, not even just me, but like humanity in general.
Yeah, no, that would be lit.
As like an extension of me, I want to live, and therefore, why am I destroying? Like I'm
destroying the planet for our purposes.
Yeah, no. But the world, I do not deny the world will be fine. That is not the issue here. The issue is us and I. Again, I repeated this maybe 3 times, and I'll say it again. I want to live.
This crazy, crazy guy.
And on that note, excuse the voice crack there. I went to a concert yesterday. It was pretty low-key, chill.
Where are we?
Last dinner party.
What is this?
Well, this is Sticky and...
Soak.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wowza.
Wowza. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our Power Hour. Hope you guys woke up. Those who are going commuting to their jobs... Hope you have a wonderful Monday, filled with energy and
Monday
March madness, my friend. March madness. Anyways, see you next week.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
From Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Days that we shared.